Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Maklal Dalad. We're learning Simon Vav, talking about the Din of Kol. So we come to the issue of the situation of women seeing Zmiros. We could really touch on four scenarios where this is a question. There's one scenario is where you have a family singing. So it's brothers and sisters, fathers and daughters, sons and mothers, but there's nobody else there but the family. So there's, you already pointed out, there's not an isser for the person to hear the zemer of those close relatives because the yitzhara is not shalit in that situation. And the question then is specifically an issue in regards to is that usser when it comes to saying Divrei Torah or Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Tefillah, when women are singing, even if they are not an Isser of Erev Mitzvah, that maybe they are problematic in regards to Zmiros. And do we differentiate between the different types of Zmiros, which are Mizirus, which are based on Psukim, and Zmiros, which are not based on Psukim? We already touched on such an idea. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two is a case of a husband and a wife, and the woman is a Nida. His wife is a Nida. Is there a problem for the husband to hear his wife singing in that situation? And is there any leniency in regards to Smiris in that situation? This is scenario number two. And scenario number three is a situation where you have unrelated individuals there. You have a group of people singing together and they're not related. Or there's a family singing together and there are some guests which are not part of the family. What about that situation? Is an issur of kol b'isha erva, and which means a general issur of hearing women singing. Number one. Number two, is there a specific issue of zmiros being divrei Torah and divrei kedusha, like we mentioned before? The fourth scenario is in regards to, we said, Mr. Burris seemed to say they call of a girl who's under the age of 11. And so she's not an heir, which is usher to the person. She's a penuya. She's not married, and she's not a nida. So there's always sort of hearing of them singing. But does that apply in regards to the sort of kol b'isha erva? But in regards to saying divrei Torah and divrei kedusha, is going to be mutter, or is that going to be usher as well? So there's four different scenarios where we can discuss the issue of kol b'isha erva. And each one has to be worked out. What's the luck in that situation? So, that heter which we have, that for relatives there's no problem with kol b'isha erva, we could argue is analogous to the heter the Mishnah Berurah has in regards to a girl who's under the age of 11. So she's a penuya. So basically, we've accomplished that she doesn't have a din of erva to him. An Arab situation, a woman does have an Arab, but it's not an Arab, which is problematic in this regard. So it accomplishes the same thing. So we said that it's mutter for him to hear the call of that Isha in general. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, however, during the time of Tefillah, it's going to be Asur. So if we give Zmiras the halacha of Divrei Kedusha and Divrei Tefillah, Divrei Torah and Divrei Tefillah, so they'll be problematic. Even relatives will be problematic. We can draw an analogy between the two. Do we have the heter of Trekol and Mishnah Moy? So we said that that's questionable. So we say right now we have, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's going to be a situation which is going to be also to do. We discussed the possible leniency of Trekol and Mishnah Moy as being a question. Now, do want to point out that, and the Gemara says that Trekolim Shemoy has an exception, and that's a situation where the sound is chaviv to the individual, so the person is able to focus on the sound. The assumption by the many poskim is that the voice of an isha is something which is chaviv to a person. But arguably, we can argue with these relatives, but the person does not have a desire towards them, so that would not be true. So the Trekolim Shemoy would theoretically apply, were it not for the arguments which we said before. Is there any heter to be makel? There are many people have a minute to be makel on that. Is there any heter? The Rabbeinu Yonah says that this issue that Chazal put in place that one cannot say Divrei Torah and Divrei Tefillah while one is hearing the call of an Isha. It's only the person is focusing on the sound of the call of the Isha. The Mishnah Berurah does not pass like this. The Shulchan Aruch does not pass like this, but there is such a Shita of the Rebbeinu Yonah. And arguably, since the Isser of Kol B'Isha Erba and the Isser of Erba regards to Divrei Torah, Divrei Tefillah of Kol is a Drabbanan, like the Mishnah Sodom pointed out. There is a Rebbeinu Yonah to rely on, so one has the Rebbeinu Yonah to rely on. So it would explain the meaning of the people which are Makel in that regard, that one has the Rebbeinu Yonah to rely upon. Again, this is not the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. A person has such a minig, they have what to rely on. But if a person has no standing minig, a person needs to ask a shala from the Rav whether they should chachila go follow this opinion of the Rebbeinu Yonah, which is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch or the Mishnah Berurah. The one scenario where the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down is in the following situation. A person is living, he quotes the Mordechai, who says this idea, that a person is living amongst nations, Umas Arlam, which women sing. Once upon a time, people in the summertime already had their windows open and people would sing. You know, the person, so, and he was a person just constantly hearing the sound of women singing all around him while he's trying to learn and trying to daven. She says, Eis lasos l'Hashem avir to Hasecha. Pasuk in Tehillim says, at a moment of necessity, we try and find leniencies. So we'll rely on this opinion that if a person is able to distract himself and not focus on the sound of the voices of the women around him, to focus on his davening or his learning, one can be makel and rely on that opinion. So Mishnah Berurah does mention the shita only due to the imperative of we were left with no opportunity to daven or to learn otherwise. It's very hard to extrapolate that to the situation of Zmiris. Again, a person has a minig as such, they have what to rely on, but if a person has no standing minig, they should be discussing with their Rav whether they should rely on such an opinion. We still have to clarify some of the other examples. Mr. Shem, in the following shir, we will do that. Meanwhile, have a good day.